the COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Crossrhythm City Radio.
Tom Naden is the Business Services Team Leader at the Chamber of Commerce. Let me ask you about the Let's Do Mentoring project. I know mentoring is a big part of the normal chamber routine, but how are mentors supporting businesses at this time?
So our mentors are supporting businesses at this time with helping them with any issues or problems that they might have kind of seen arisen from the COVID-19 crisis. We have over 100 mentors currently who are part of our program. So what they're helping businesses with at the minute is things like support around their cash flow, making sure that they've got cash forecasts which will kind of take them out of some of these kind of issues and problems they're facing. Crisis management support for a lot of kind of the businesses are going through kind of a lot of crisis at the minute. Things with their staff, and their mentors can kind of support them through that. And then just really kind of any general kind of business support inquiries that they've got. What we've seen is there has been kind of a bit of a change in kind of the level of support that they need. A lot of it now is done over the phone and virtually, whereas before it was done face-to-face. So we've been trying to be really reactive to kind of the issues and the problems that our businesses are facing.
And I imagine for a lot of businesses, having mentor support makes them feel they're not alone at the moment.
Yes, exactly. And that's kind of the really key selling point of the programme, really, is that mentor's there as a sounding board. It's kind of a critical friend who can kind of provide that advice, provide that guidance and point a business in the right direction, which is crucial at this time. And a lot of businesses will need that support.
Now, another service that you offer is for business startups. And in this current crisis, I probably didn't imagine there would be many businesses looking to start up. Is that the case, or are you seeing that there is that demand?
Definitely seeing a dip. So normally kind of in a 12-month period we would see kind of around 350 businesses start. We run startup sessions every week for our business startups, and what we've done is moved those now onto our being specific one-to-one advice with our business startup advisors. So anyone who was looking to start a business or is maybe in their first kind of initial stages of starting a business, we've offered them that kind of support. And a lot of those initial starts and pre-starts have taken us up on that offer just to talk through their idea. Is it still viable? Is it something that they should kind of wait until everything's blown over? But then on the flip side, we have seen some businesses that have kind of gone ahead and pushed forward with it and thought that actually what they're looking to offer is crucial and quite kind of important at this time. For example, we've got a medtech company who's come to our startup program. What they're kind of producing and looking at producing would be really useful for not just kind of the NHS but for care companies as well. So they've pushed ahead with their business startup idea during this period.
Now, we all probably received the advice from the police a couple of weeks ago about how to secure your property, your premises, if you're closing it down through this crisis. Beyond that, there are various ways that people can be victims of business crime at this time. Can you give us an idea of the types of crime that are beginning to surface during these unprecedented times, and what advice you've got for businesses?
Yeah, so what we've seen spiking is, like you say, because a lot of premises are now shut. Criminals have been targeting those premises to see what goods are available for them to break in and kind of steal. What we have noticed, obviously, a kind of a big drop off is shoplifting and crimes like that, because as more kind of retail businesses have closed, obviously the opportunity to be able to shoplift and things has dropped. But what we're saying to any business is, if you've got concerns, is to give us a call. We've got a specific and specialist business crime advisor who can give a business advice on any kind of types of crime that they might be facing. They can also refer them through to a range of support organisations that can provide free support and free further specialist advice to them to help sure that make sure that their business is kind of secure during this period.
Finally, in terms of either mentoring or startups or business crime support, if people want to find out more about these topics, how do they get in touch with the Chamber? Who do they talk to directly?
So the Chamber is still running. We're open for business, but we're just operating remotely. So our Chamber number still operates. So that's 01782-202222. So if you want to give that number a call, then you'll be put through to the right department depending on what your need or issue is.
The COVID-19 Business Toolkit, brought to you by Staffordshire Chambers of Commerce and Crossrhythm City Radio.